This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Even though this date is November 5th, the escapade started on October 10th, 1910, when the publisher William Randolph Hearst offered up to $50,000 to the first aviator that could fly coast to coast in either direction in less than 30 days from start to finish. Calberth Perry Rogers from Pittsburgh answered the call, and was on this date in 1911 that the first transcontinental flight came to an end in Pasadena, California. Taking off from Sheepshead Bay, New York on September 17th, he reached Chicago, the only stop that was required, and his arrival was not without much fanfare. But though he landed safely in Pasadena, greeted by 20,000 people, he had missed the prize deadline by 19 days. And on this date in 1935, Parker Brothers launched the game of real estate and capitalism, better known to the masses as Monopoly. The idea had come from the mind of Elizabeth Maggie as early as 1903, but by the time the Parker Brothers bought it, with a price of $7,000 plus residuals, someone completely different sold it. Anyway, soon do not pass go and do not collect $200 became commonplace as the game company sold 278,000 copies the first year, and then an amazing 1,751,000 the following year. And since its debut, over 250 million sets have been sold and over 500 million people have played the game. Well, that's it for today's Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.